I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis, our daily journey as we strive to follow the way and the example of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who became like us in all things but sin. Today is Tuesday, the 21st of March, the Tuesday of the fourth week of Lent, according to the Eastern calendar. And our meditation today comes from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 50, verses 4 and 5. In those days, at that time, says the Lord, the men of Israel and of Judah shall come, weeping as they come to seek the Lord their God. To their goal in Zion they shall ask the way. Come, let us join ourselves to the Lord with covenant everlasting, never to be forgotten. Amos and Cletica said, in the beginning there are a great many battles, and a good deal of suffering for those who are advancing toward God, and afterwards ineffable joy. It is like those who wish to light a fire. At first they are choked by the smoke and cry, and by this obtain what they seek. As it is said, our God is a consuming fire. So we also must work to kindle the divine fire in ourselves through tears and hard work. The way of the Lord is indeed a way that is fraught with difficulties. We can feel sorrow at our separation from God, at the great distance that we have to travel. We can face fear as we see the struggles, the hardships that we will have to overcome in order to complete our journey. And these tears, these hardships can tempt us with despair, can tempt us to turn back, to return to the way, the life of ease that we had before. And so it's to remember, though, that God promises to always be with us and to give us the strength, the aid, the assistance in order to complete this journey. He gives us the promise of the great, the incredible joy that awaits us at the end, at our union with God, at our union with the Lord. And we know with the strength, with the grace of God, that our journey is indeed possible. That indeed, not only is it possible, but that our journey will arrive at its completion, at its conclusion. For we must trust always in the Lord. We must open ourselves always to the grace and the strength and the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who did indeed become like us so that we might become like him. And so we will finish with the prayer of Saint Ephrem. O Lord and Master of my life, keep for me the spirit of discouragement, carelessness, covetousness, and vain words. Grant me your servant the spirit of purity, humility, patience, and love. May my Lord and King grant that I might see my own sins, and not judge my brother and sister, for you are blessed forever and ever. Amen.